Blog Talk Radio.
George Gamond, and welcome to the show. Wow, we got one more week to Christmas. So, everybody ready for Christmas? Are you getting ready for Christmas? Are you going to relax and just kind of, okay, cruise in through the last week? A lot of people buy things and gifts and arrange things way ahead of time. So, Christmas isn't like a madness on the 23rd because I guess Christmas is on, I guess, it's on a Monday this year, next Monday, week from today. So, I imagine next Sunday will be crazy. So just relax, take it easy. So today's show is about, well, of course, I want to take your calls. I've always wanted to take your calls. And if I take your calls, and if you want to talk to an ancestor, do you want to talk to your spirit guides? That's cool. Or my spirit guides. And if you want my spirit guides to talk to you about whatever's going on in your life, that's what I'm doing, is I'm channeling. So I will just give me a moment. I will go away and let them talk to you about whatever is going on in your life. And so we'll just do the direct channeling thing, you know. And that's a little different than psychic because I close my eyes, I go into light trance, and they speak to you. I don't, and so it's not me. I've been doing this so long, I know it's not me. I'm convinced. Yeah, whether you believe it or not, yeah, I'm convinced. So we'll do that. So we'll take your calls. We'll talk about that. The topic to do today is about loving kindness, acts of loving kindness. What can you do in this holiday season to kind of smooth it over for other people, just to make things a little bit lighter, a little bit warmer, more loving, and acts of little things that you can do for yourself, for other people, to just kind of bring a little bit more of that peace, joy, and happiness sort of thing into this time of year versus the rushing and the craziness that's going on, which is natural, which is normal. But interjecting a little kindness and a little love into your everyday activities, that would be kind of cool. So I'll let my spirit guides talk to you about this. So if you want to call in, if you want to get a message for your holidays from one of your ancestors, that great-grandmother that you loved, or yeah, parents in the non-physical world, or wherever it might be, yeah. Or if you want a famous person, or if you want me to just give you a message from my spirit guides and channel for you. That's what I love to do. That's what I want to do more of. I really like doing it. So we'll talk about that. Let them talk to you now in general. So I'll bring in my spirit group. Sarah is a spirit group of spiritual teachers. And they can talk to you about what is on their consciousness today about. Perhaps they'll talk about loving kindness, but whoever they're going to talk about. And then we'll get into a couple articles, and I'll do Abraham quote for the day, which is always kind of a good way to start the week. Hey, have a beautiful week. Have some fun. Do something nice to yourself or for yourself, to yourself, for yourself. All right, like the massage, the warm baths with the whatever essential oils that you might be using. So just so you relax and just kind of get into it so that you kind of de-stress yourself as much as you can during the season. Because this is a season for joy. Peace on earth, goodwill to man. Showing love. Overcoming obstacles. Getting past the difficulties in our lives. So think about that. And plus we have, you know, you think about the winter solstice, which is, what is the winter solstice to be exactly? It's today's the 18th, so it's Thursday. So Thursday would be the winter solstice. And I always get confused. Is that the first day it starts to get light, or is that the darkest day? Anybody know? Is it the darkest day, or is it the first day it starts to get a little bit lighter generally in the morning first, then in the afternoons. So, winter solstice, embracing the light, embracing change, embracing the coming of a new cycle, being reborn to a new year. You know, they should make December 21st the new year, right? Makes sense to me, instead of January 1. The winter solstice should be the new year as far as I'm concerned. But that's just my humble opinion. Why not? You know, so embrace it as a change. Focus on how you want to bring more light into. Okay, I think I'm taking away from my spirit guides a little bit. So I'll jump in there, let them talk to you about whatever they want to talk about. And then we'll get into some articles and some just ideas and thoughts that you might want to use or could possibly use during the season or even the rest of the year. It doesn't have to be the holiday season to do nice things for people, right? No, I'm only going to do it this week, and the rest of the time of the year I'm going to be a jerk, right? No, I don't mean that. Okay, so let me get into what they have to say. Spirit group. Well, going along with the theme that George has introduced about the rush and the de-stressing and enjoying the season, enjoying the beauty that's in the season, because we encourage you, you know, these celebrations that you've developed over thousands of years were about celebrating life and celebrating change and celebrating rebirth and celebrating promises for a better future and celebrating peace on earth, and the various celebrations that you conduct this time of year is all about something new, something different, something promising for the next year or for the planet or for the future of humanity. It's all about that. So we want you to slow down a little bit. Take a little time away from the gift giving and the parties and just reflect a little bit about how can you, as an individual, this coming year, to show more kindness? We use that word. We use it kind of in a very emphatic way, that how can you display more kindness? But we're going to stop there and say it's not necessarily kindness to your family members, which is really important, or your community, or your neighbors, or, you know, that person down the street, or whoever you want to administer kindness to. We would stop and say, how can you show more kindness to yourself? What can you do that would reflect to you? Because if you start to show loving kindness to yourself and you dwell on that and focus on that, that internal process of being kind to yourself will radiate out to other people. And of course, you're going to be kind to other persons in your community, in your family, in your friends, and whoever you might run into. So the first step we would encourage you all to take a look at as you approach this start of a new cycle is, how do you show, or are you willing to show more kindness to yourself? Do little things for yourself. Take a little extra time to relax, to have fun, to enjoy life, to appreciate things around you. One way of showing kindness to yourself is start to appreciate all the beauty that's in your environment. Kindness does not mean focusing on problems. The more you focus on problems, the more stressed out you become, the more anxious you become, the more difficult life becomes. Now, we've talked a lot about going from problem to solution, and you can look into that yourself. But the idea is that if you're showing kindness to yourself, if you're doing little beautiful things for yourself, you're buying yourself a gift. What's wrong with that? Buying yourself a gift. Taking yourself to that movie that you've been putting off to see, or making that meal, or having that dessert, or whatever it might be, or taking that trip that you've been putting off, doing kindness for yourself, living in a moment of kindness, finding ways to live in kindness to yourself every day. Because the extension of that, it's not, you could say it's selfish, but is self-centered. Or you could use all those terminologies. But when you're showing kindness to yourself, when you're showing love to yourself, it radiates out. It's not selfish. It's not self-centered. Because if you're showing kindness and you're putting yourself into that environment of love and appreciation and joy, all it can do is radiate from you. Selfish is a different energy, and we won't have to dwell a lot on selfishness and self-centeredness. It's more about, this is mine, and I want more of it. I want more of it. Kindness is being, I'm going to show more love to myself. I'm going to do things that are loving to myself. I'm going to extend more love to myself, more appreciation of myself, more kindness to myself. I'm going to take care of my health. I'm going to take care of my physical activities, which I need to participate in. And so expressing kindness to yourself is really completely is separate from selfishness. You can tell where selfishness is not necessarily an act of kindness to yourself, because it borderlies on self-abuse. Now, believe it or not, you think that's crazy. You think that's nuts. You think we're, but if you think about selfishness and gaining, taking it in for yourself, and not giving, you're abusing your own emotional system. You're abusing who you are as a person, because there is no flow within you. There's no flow of giving out. Kindness is a generation of flow from you to out from you. And being kind to yourself increases the ability to flow. It increases the opportunities for you to give to others. So think about kindness in that context. Not being selfish, not being self-centered, but kindness is an act that you do for yourself to better prepare yourself to extend kindness to the world, your friends, your neighbors, your family, because you feel good about yourself. Being kind to yourself, you're feeling good about yourself, and that feeling good energy you extend out. You extend out. If you're withdrawn, if you're selfish, if you're, it's about you, it's about you, it's about you. It's a different energy. You can feel the difference in the energy. So we want you to think in terms of kindness to yourself as an extension of yourself out into the world, of what you're taking in, the appreciation, the joy, the love that you're taking in, and then expressing out and sharing. If you did something really nice to yourself, you would share it to other people, something kind to yourself. Because kindness is not necessarily the possessions that you receive. It's the emotional feeling, the high vibrational feeling. So when you're being kind to yourself, you're raising your vibration. And that's what the point we're making here is, raising your vibration to a point where it flows from you and people around you feel that, and they know that your self-kindness is being generated out towards others in a kind manner. That's all we have to say on this. So first of all, this year, the end of the year, as you go into this new cycle, think about, how can I show kindness to myself? How can I raise my vibration? How can I raise my energy field? How can I show more love, more kindness, more consideration for myself? Knowing that the more you do of that, knew that, the more you're able to extend it out to others, versus that sucking in, that selfish sucking in of everything without the intent of giving it out. It's yours, it's yours, it's yours. Where kindness is more of a flow through you. Whatever you receive, you flow through you in some manner or another. So that's our conversation today. Have a beautiful day, beautiful week. Focus on this new cycle and how you can extend kindness to yourself and how that flow will go out from you to everyone around you. Thank you for listening. Bye. Okay, I'm back. So kindness, it's an interesting point. And I may forget it later, but it's an interesting point that showing kindness to yourself is the opportunity of extending this energy through you, raising your vibration so that you can extend energy out to other people. Okay, so what do we got next? Oh, we got a caller. So let's see if we're on wavelength today. going back to how I originally set up the show. So it's about kindness. It's about listening what maybe your ancestors have to say about you in this time of the year, or if you want to hear from my spirit guides and if you want me to channel for you, they'll do it for a couple, you know, a couple minutes, not an extended version of it, of course. Don't have time for that. Hello.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, and whom am I speaking to?
This is Dion.
Dion?
Yeah.
And how is Dion today?
I got a five-day notice from my landlord who tried to raise my rent by $800 2 months after my lease was signed.
Okay.
And I don't want to move, and I don't want to have problems with my landlord, but she's trying to basically do a shakedown. So.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. I understand the nature of your issue. Why are you calling in, though?
Well, I wanted to know if you could speak with, like, my dad or my spirit guides and see if they see me going anywhere different.
You don't want to go anywhere, do you? You like it.
I don't want to go anywhere. Okay, so my dad passed away.
Where do you live? Can I ask? General area. I don't know that specifically where, but where, in what area?
Chicago. The only place I want to move is my dad's house. He passed away, and that's it.
Okay, let me see if I get a message in general, and maybe they'll give you some advice, because it feels like you have a legal issue that you need to either. I'm not an attorney, and I'm not trying to give you legal advice or anything like that. But I keep hearing the word, like, go to a housing authority there in the city, a housing authority, because it look up rent, have them review renters' rights, because it feels like they were abusing your renters' rights, and you need to look into. You can go to Legal Aid Society. Some that can help you to sort this out, because I'm not a lawyer, but you need to address the legal aspects of this, because it feels like that just feels like you need to process through the housing authority of your area, and it might be a hassle, but it feels like they did something very illegal to you.
That's correct. I did call my attorney, and he told me that, no, that's not possible. And I can register online for free legal. I was in the process of doing that.
Yeah, and that feels to be the direction to go, because your landlord needs to be shown that they're breaking the law.
Right.
And you have all the right in the world. And that's the message I get for you, is that you need to follow this legal process in a way that, they just feel like you're being abused at some level. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I do feel like I'm being abused. I don't want to move right now.
But long term, in the long term, and I'm not necessarily getting what they're saying about when that is, but you will move, but it's not in the immediate future, okay? Because you can put a stay on the raising of the rent, but in the long term, you don't want to live rent from this individual. You don't want to eventually in the long term, because in the long term, you're just going to run into more and more problems. If they have the attitude about that, then they're going to have an attitude about other things. Correct? Do you know what I mean?
That's exactly. Yes, that's
they're
correct.
They're going to find ways of forcing you out.
Right.
So in the short term, I hear for you, you can get a stay on the raise, increase and all that. And hopefully I get that correct. But in the long term, next year, 2018, you're going to have to look for different accommodations.
Right.
This is not a healthy environment for you.
That's right.
Okay.
Right.
That's correct.
And your father wants you to have the residence that you were talking about.
He does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. 100%.
I was hoping just to move there. And I was just hoping that maybe it would just go through the legal system quick so I don't have to keep moving and moving. That's all.
Well, you don't have to. I'm saying that in the immediacy, you're going to have to stay where you're at for a short period of time. But in the 2018, and I'm not going to give you a month, but you will have an opportunity to move somewhere else. Your father's residence is the ideal place, and you need to put the energy there. Okay?
Thank you so much. You're welcome. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Take care.
You too.
Despite all this, have a beautiful Christmas.
You too.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Bye now. We face these challenges. That seems like, I was just giving her what I heard. And from spirit, I wasn't trying to, again, I'm not an attorney, and if whatever advice I give in this direction is just something I hear, and it was a very general comment of looking into legality and just felt wrong, something felt wrong about the way that, because cities have, there are renter's rights, and if anybody's put into that position, they need to really know their rights, either looking up the laws themselves, or speaking to an attorney or legal aid society that can help you with that kind of difficult situation. That's got to be tough at this time of the year. So extending kindness to yourself in some way, even this time of the year, is really important. You can. And, and from a spiritual perspective, I would give to somebody the thought is that it's a problem, but the more you focus on the problem without an answer, the more anxiety it creates within you. So it's like letting it go, turning it over, and doing what you get intuitively and you hear and you get from other people on advice. And even if you're given advice from a psychic or anybody else, you still have to go back to how that feels to you. What is that advice? Does it feel right? Does it feel good? Is it something that it's worth pursuing? Or does it feel like there's something wrong with that advice? I'm not going there. It really comes down to your own intuitiveness, your own listening to your own soul, and then asking Source, God, whatever you call it, for the advice and guidance on what would work out the best for you. Okay, enough of that. So let me give you an Abraham quote. And I forgot what all the spirit guides said now. But yeah, just showing kindness to yourself, finding ways, little ways of showing your kindness to yourself. Excuse me, even in the most difficult situations. I know that's the hardest time when you're going through something. But you want to open up the flow of goodness to you, even in the most difficult situations. Not always easy, but it's doable. So there's a quote from 2008. From the Money and the Law of Attraction. It's been 9 years since this book's been out. Wow. Amazing, huh? I remember reading it. If you ever let your dominant intention be the reverse and improve the content of... If you ever let your dominant intention be to revise and improve the content of the story you tell every day of your life, it is our absolute promise you that your life will become the ever-improving story. Now, that's a good point. Now, what do they mean by your story? It's the things you tell, the things you put out there. Is it really positive? Are you telling positive stories? Are you telling stories about things that you appreciate? Are you telling stories about the way you'd like to see your life unfold, the beauty that you would like to bring into your life, that how you'd want to extend yourself for other people? What is your story? Or is your story always about the negativity in your life, always the problems, always repeating your problems? As I said earlier, the more you work, the more you dwell on your problems, the more you push away solution. So Abraham is saying, okay, so I'll finish their quote. For by the powerful law of attraction, the essence of that which is like unto it itself is drawn. It must be. Okay, so if your story is negative, if you're always complaining about your problems and complaining about this problem and that problem, and I know it's human to do so, it really is human to do so, but if you can shift your story to a positive story, something that feels better, then that's what you're going to start attracting to yourself. Your thoughts are putting out, oh, this is where I want my life to be. This is where my life is intended to going to. This is how I see the outcome of this situation. This is the outcome I would like in this particular situation. Instead of dwelling on the problem, you dwell on you spend time thinking about something positive in your life, things that you appreciate, people that you appreciate. It's a very interesting story. I know this. That's in a way, if I go back to my original theme about loving kindness and extending loving kindness, I got a blower next door. Apologize for that. I know you can hear these noises. It's crazy. My window's open a little bit. Maybe I should close it a little bit out of the fresh air. But in this case, the noise is overwhelming the fresh air, right? So back to what I was saying. Part of loving kindness is telling a different story. Not dwelling on the negativity in your life, not dwelling on your problems, not telling everybody about your problems, but focusing on where you want the life to be. It's a little law of attraction principle. Okay? So that's our story. We're going back into loving kindness a little bit and talk a couple of things, acts of loving kindness that you can do during the holiday season, because we were saying earlier, this is going to be a very hectic time of the year. You know, hopefully you've kind of chilled out, relaxed, enjoying it, having some fun, sharing it with people you love. So, 25 acts of kind. Okay, let me get into this other one, because it's 40 random acts of kindness, Christmas kindness. We love Christmas. Can I say that? I don't know. And this is, the article is written by, it's from onegoodthing.com, and it's a general article, they have general stories, and her name is Jilly. I'm Jilly. Jilly, that's it. Look, I'm trying to find a little bit more about Jilly for you. There's not a lot about Jilly, but okay. So let me just get into the article and some of the things that you can do. 40 acts, random acts of Christmas kindness. This is not very common here that I know about. Maybe you're more aware of this, and I know some stores do this, but pay for someone else's layaway. You know, just pay for somebody else's layaway. Pay for somebody else's, you know, gifts. I like the next one. Pay for someone's groceries behind you in line. I'll take care of his too, or hers too. Little acts of kindness. Now, maybe it is not so much a material thing that you want to do, but there's other acts of kindness. But most of these have something to do because of material nature. But look at them and keep an open mind and see if there's something that resonates with you as we go through this. Take flowers to the nurse's station at your local hospital. The flowers you know who need them the most. So just giving flowers to the nurses or to even the doctors, and you know, let's be open to the whole staff at a hospital. Hey, here's some flowers. I thought you would want to share these flowers with you. Now, again, you don't know whether they are receptive to that, and it maybe becomes rules and so forth, but it's the act of kindness that's extending some beauty into their lives. Make them feel better. Helps them feel a little bit better, right? Pay for the lunch of people behind you at a fast food restaurant, behind you in the drive-thru. Now, people have heard about that, paying forward, but it's an act of kindness that you can do for somebody else. Makes their day a little easier, right? I like this one. This is kind of cute. And I think, take lunch, cookies, or cupcakes to your local fire department and or police department. Now, some people, firemen. Okay, so think about that. They work hard. They have a difficult task, difficult chores, difficult environment to be in, just a little loving kindness towards them, showing that you appreciate their efforts, right? Okay, donate stuffed animals to police and fire departments to use during emergencies to help calm frightened children. Now, isn't that a beautiful act of kindness? Just one stuffed animal. And if a child has some traumatic experience happening in their family life or where police or fire have to go, just giving them something to cuddle, as in a stuffed animal, can do some good, can help the environment and help their environment to that child just to feel a little more comforted. Think about it. Yeah, you know, some of this might not resonate with you, but just think about, okay, leave extra time in the parking meter or fill an expired or about to expire parking meter. And a little kindness, a little, you know, a dollar or so. Put change in the row of vending machines. That's kind of a fun thing. Put change in the row of vending machines. Buy extra groceries for the local food bank. Now, at this time of the year in my area, there are charities, organizations that feed the homeless, that feed people in shelters. So you may want to buy them groceries. Find a shelter nearby. Find a food bank nearby. Just buy some groceries for them. I think the food banks are probably one of the best ways to do it if you feel drawn to do it, if you feel that you're comfortable and that the food is being dispersed, you know, to those who need it. Pick up the tab when dining out. Approach the waiter and pay for one. While no one is watching. So pay for somebody else's meal. Okay. This is one I try to practice this time of the year always. Leave a nice waiter or waiter, let's say server, a generous tip. You know, is it 10, 15%, 15, 20%? Maybe you want to go a little bit overboard. It's kind of a Christmas thought. It's a thank you, appreciate for all this service you've given me all year, and here's an extra tip. It's like a gift. It's like giving them a gift. Okay, we won't go into the legality of all the problems with that, but just think about that. Buy dessert for someone eating out alone. Isn't that a cool idea? Buy dessert for someone eating out alone. Pick up the tab for a random table at a restaurant, which is kind of a repeating. I think what they meant before is if you're out to dinner with somebody, always pay the tab. You know, if you're three or four people, just pay the tab. But this one is buy a tab for a random table at a restaurant. Hey, you know, pay cash or gift card. Tape cash or a gift card on a random gas pump. Interesting thought. You paid for your gas. Leave some money for the next person. Pay the toll for someone behind you if you, okay? Now, see, here's one that you can do that doesn't cost money, but just shows very little money, but it shows a lot of consideration and trying to create a positive vibration for people around you. Again, any of these, if any of it resonates with you, cool, right? But, you know, or find your own. I mean, I would ask you, what would little random act of kindness would you do that may even be different than any of these? Like, put sticky notes with positive messages in public places. Like, you're beautiful, you're loved, you're appreciated. You know, and God is with you. Just little, you know, there's a ton of little notes or thoughts or ideas that are inspirational that you can just post here and there. And people see it and go, oh, making their day just a little bit better. Sing Christmas carols, play board games, or visit with senior citizens at a nursing home. Okay, going to a senior home and just sharing some time with people. Maybe their families are out of town. Maybe they don't have a family around. Maybe they're alone. But spending a little time with, or at children's hospital would be the same thing. Doing something for people who are shut in, either in a senior's facility or a hospital, just giving them a little joy. And it's not even buying them gifts, it's just doing things, engaging them in an activity, right? What's the other thing that you can do is bring a puppy, bring a dog to a senior home for them to, you know, visit with. Tape a plastic bag with quarters to a washer or dryer at the laundromat. If you're so inclined, if you feel that that's going to be something that people would appreciate, obviously they're going to appreciate it, pay for the next person. Oh, I see you got three loads. Let me pay for those for you. Or one load. Let me pay one of your loads for you. same concept of doing kindness. See, most of this does entail money, but there, I'm sure there's plenty of things that we can think of that don't necessarily entail money, but may entail some of our time. Another act of kindness is help somebody go to the store, right, or carry some bags in. I have another article that's very similar to this, but it's like, especially during the holiday season, you know, let me carry your bags for you. I know you're having a struggle here. Okay. Okay. Purchase some extra dog or cat food and drop it off at an animal shelter. And that's a beautiful thought, right? I would put a little qualifier up, but that's just me. And you can take this what it's worth. I would do that to a no-kill shelter. Okay? I would find a no-kill shelter that keeps animals for as long as it takes for them to either find a home or live through their current lifespan, and continue to support a no-kill shelter, even if it's not Christmas time of the year. Okay, leave $5 taped to the entrance of a car wash or tape gift certificate for a free car wash to a stranger's car. You could do that for the car behind you. You know, I'll pay for this. If they want to, you know, upgrade, they can pay for the rest. I'll maybe pay for this person's car wash. Do that if you're so inclined. Now, most of these cost money, but I'm sure, obviously, you can find things to do that's not going to be financially difficult. And most of these advices are not going to cost you a substantial amount of money. Hand out gloves or mittens to the homeless and leave them on park benches. Isn't that a beautiful idea? Or Shaw, or, you know, if you have, you know, I would say even go to your closet. If you have any winter clothes that you're not using this time of year, you're not going to wear it, that old coat's in there and it's been in there for a while, and you got a new one that you really like, give it to homeless people this time of year to keep them warm. That's your choice. Again, any of these are your choice. But it's just ideas. Bring coffee or to construction workers, police on detail, or anyone working outside. Hey, let me buy you a cup of coffee. You're standing here, you know, doing what you're doing. Let me buy you a cup of coffee. And then say it along that same line. I'm going to skip some of these. Here's a good one. And this doesn't cost you money. It only costs you a little bit of patience and understanding. Is be understanding of traveling parents with grumpy or noisy kids. This is a stressful time. Kids, you know, they're all under stress. Just be a little more patient with them. Don't just relax. Offer to help somehow. Sing an employee's praises to a manager on a command card. A little recognition goes a long ways. Just hey, you know, telling your boss, Your colleague is doing a great job, and I really appreciate their efforts, and I really appreciate what you're doing. Just doing that, little things like that. Little things like help someone load their groceries. Simple. Act of kindness. Offer to return someone's carts to the store. Now, these are getting really simple, but they can have an impact on somebody who's rushed and busy, and especially if somebody has children and they want to get into their car and get home and, hey, I'll take your cart, I'll put it back for you. Hey, let me load your groceries for you. Let's see if they're comfortable with it, of course. Yeah. Let someone go ahead of you in the checkout line. If they have a couple items and you know, why not? Even if they have more items, why not? Leave a favorite book in a public place with a note that it's free for the taking. You've read this book and you have a whole bookshelf full of books, and start giving them out. You could even give books to the homeless people that you found inspiring and encouraging, or books that just make them laugh. A little humor, right? Hide a few dollars around the dollar store. I think that's kind of an interesting concept. I don't know if you're going to do that, but just ideas thrown out. Volunteer on an afternoon at a soup kitchen or a shelter, or, you know, because a friend of mine, him and his partner, she works for Catholic Charities, and there's a shelter for abused women, and every year they go there and they serve meals or he goes and serves with his partner, and she works for them. But he loves to do that for Thanksgiving and Christmas meals. Maybe you want to do that. Now, thinking about what Tony Robbins did when he first started, he would buy Thanksgiving or Christmas meals for people and take them to their homes where he knew people were having a struggle or having a difficult time. Maybe it's a mother with an unwed mother or a mother with children, that single parent, I guess the word I'm looking for, a single parent, that they might want to give them a meal, prepare a meal, or give them a gift certificate for a meal or a gift certificate for the market. Why not, right? Put a comment on someone's webpage that you really like. Let them know you enjoy it. You could do that on Twitter, like leave nice comments. Leave positive comments on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram. Do something that's really positive to make people feel better. Okay, I know I'm going into all of these, but these are little ideas that you can do to express kindness during the holiday season. And some of them don't take a whole lot of effort. They're not like they're difficult, right? And some of them don't cost an extreme amount of money, right? Like, let me see if there's a couple more. Donate coloring books or boxes of crayons to the pediatric wing of a hospital. That's a beautiful thought, isn't it? Leave a bottle of laundry detergent at the laundromat. Even some of the buildings, we have laundromats. Where I live in the building, we have the apartment building has a laundromat. Maybe leaving some laundry detergent for somebody else. Leave a half a bottle, whatever you feel comfortable with. Give a hot drink to the person ringing the Salvation Army bell, okay? Ask them, hey, would you like a cup of coffee, a cup of tea? Hey, don't worry about it. It's my treat. You're doing a really good deed here. You're trying to help people. Leave candy canes in the windshields of random cars. I think that's so cute. Candy canes don't cost a whole lot of money, but a lot of people have sweet tooths, and most of us do. Right, invite one some you suspect will be alone to spend your holiday celebrations with you. If you have a friend, you have somebody who their family's out of town, that perhaps it would be they're going to be alone for the holidays for Christmas. Invite them over. Somebody you've spent time with, but you just know that perhaps they would enjoy that party that you're going to have, that celebration. Invite them. Why not? Okay. Okay, we've pretty much covered all of those articles, and then maybe next time I'm here, I'm going to be here on Thursday and Friday this week. So I'm skipping the next 2 days because I have activities I have to do the next 2 days, but I will be back on Thursday and Friday. We'll do something very similar. We'll talk more about let your spirit guides talk to you, or let my spirit guides talk to you, which I really like to do. And we can go from there. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, I have a couple more minutes left. So if anything, this is my little time to maybe, if you want my spirit guides to give you guidance and direction in your life and where to go and what to do. And so contact me. In the episode information is my information. And I would love to channel for you. I would love to speak to you directly. Excuse me. And I love doing this. I love just kind of going away and let my spirit guides talk to you. Now, normally a minimum session is about 10 minutes, and it gives them enough time to ramp up, answer your questions, give you guidance and direction, help you get to the next place in your life and how to get there. A lot of what their emphasis is on is how to get what you want in life, where to go from here to get what you want, or what changes you may have to make to get there. Because sometimes we have to make the changes within ourselves to alter our belief system somewhat so that we can align with what we want. Okay? So contact me. I'd love to do that for you. I'd love to assist you in that way. And I know my spirit guides would love to communicate as many messages as possible to as many people as possible. And if you don't have any money, that's okay. Just contact me anyway and see what we can do. I appreciate the opportunity. They appreciate, my spirit guides appreciate the opportunity to speak to you and help you individually. That's perhaps my Christmas gift. If you contact me today or the next couple of days, they're going to be willing to speak to you without any kind of financial obligation for a few minutes. Okay, so contact me. I love you guys. I will be back on Thursday. Bye now.